You're listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. If you're thirsty for inspiration, hope, certainty, abundance, movement, purpose, health, and love, then it's time to stop drowning in your life and start sipping on it. You've made the right decision to tune in because we got nothing but smooth sailing from here.
Well, hello, dear soul. Welcome back to the program. This is Dr. Shannon, founder of WomenSippingOnLife.com and author of the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life, Date Yourself Well. And welcome back to Women Sipping on Life, our daily podcast. I hope you're really getting this down, this practicing and mastering the art of sipping on your life. It's so much easier, isn't it, to go through life and sip on it, sip by sip, instead of gulping this thing down or gasping for air as we're drowning in it. Am I making sense or am I making sense? So today we're getting right into the topic today. And this is the topic. My exotic pants and red shoes got noticed. That's right. My exotic pants and red shoes got noticed. Oh my goodness. I had an experience. The soul story goes a little something like this. I decided that I was going to go for a walk around the lakes in Minneapolis. Now, if you've never been to Minneapolis, it is like super gorgeous. There are several lakes together in a row. They're about a 5K around each lake. There are three, you know, kind of major lakes there, right down like an uptown area of Minneapolis. So it's beautiful. It's very unexpected. You know, you have the uptown Minneapolis, and then here are these beautiful lakes. And you can walk right up to the water. You know, there's a path that goes around the lakes. And so we decided we were going to go for a walk. And it was beautiful because we had worked out earlier in the day. And usually we would go and run the lakes, which I love to do. But it was like, today's a walk day. Let's just go and leisurely walk and enjoy the, you know, the fall colors. And the weather was, it was pristine. It was so great. So we're getting ready to go. And I'm like, great. And I was already wearing some workout pants. And I was super comfortable. Didn't even think of it. Grabbed my red shoes. Just happens to be that these shoes are super comfortable, great walking shoes. Grab them, put them on. I never really thought much about what I was wearing, except it was comfortable and I was ready to go. So I get to the lake and we get out, start walking, and all of a sudden I notice that people are like staring at me. And like not only staring, but being obvious about their staring to the point where one guy kind of, I heard him say to his partner walking next to him, like, check out those pants. I look down and I realize, yeah, I'm wearing my favorite pants. So do you have a problem with it? Like, seriously, I was like, are you kidding me? So I look down, I realize I'm wearing these pants. Now, let me explain these pants to you. Besides the fact that they are like one of my favorite pieces of clothing. Okay, I love these pants. First of all, they're cool looking. They're a bright blue, sort of teal color blue. But it's not just like, you know, one color. It's kind of a mixture with lighter color blues mixed in and some white and some really dark black. And the pattern is kind of, I've been looking at this and I'm trying to figure it out. It's kind of almost like snakeskin slash cheetah print slash there are some feathers on these pants. I mean, that they're not real feathers, but the look of it is like the pattern is like feathers. And they're super cool. I mean, honestly, they're super cool, and they are kind of tight-fitting up at the top, and then they go down, and they kind of flare out at the bottom, so they have a 70s vibe. I mean, I am telling you, I am like, they look disco-like, but they're not obnoxious. At least, I don't think they're obnoxious. I think they're cool. And so anyway, I started thinking about these pants, and first of all, I love, love, love them, and I have had these pants, seriously, since I think it's 2001. So at the time I'm recording this in 2017, we're looking at like these are 16 years old and they fit just as good as the day I got them. I love them so much. And they're almost like a polyester, but not really. And it's funny because I used to not wear these pants outside of the house very often. And I looked back and I was thinking, why didn't I? And I was like, oh yeah, that's right. Because my daughter was a teenager. And now my daughter's 23. She doesn't care if I wear these pants. But anyway, she used to be like, Mom, don't wear the pants. You know, don't wear those blue pants. And I said, honey, come on, they're cool. She's like, well, you know, she wasn't feeling it, wasn't having it. And I was like, you know, whatever, I'll go change my pants because I care what my daughter thinks. But the rest of the world, I really don't care. So I wear these pants out, A, because I love them. And really because I had them on. I wasn't, you know, it wasn't like I'm going to go prepare to go take a walk. It was like, all right, let's go. And I had my wool, this is another funny thing. I sound so like bad fashion, but I also wear these wool socks around the house. So I had wool socks on and my feet were cozy and I didn't want to, you know, change socks. So I just grabbed my red slip-on tennis shoes. So I'm wearing these bluish teal pants. Nobody can see the wool socks, but I love the way they feel. So I slipped on my red running shoes, my red Nikes, and I'm ready to go. I got my baseball cap on. We're ready to go. And the greatest thing is my dear love, Pablo, he loves the pants. And he's just so confident with himself. He's not like, oh my gosh, are you going to wear those pants to the lakes? He's like, no, let's go. So we go. Get out of the car and start walking. And then all of a sudden, these people are just like making fun of my pants. So I was just chuckling and I thought, you know what? It's interesting because it takes a certain amount of confidence to wear these pants, probably. But I want you to know, I'm not wearing these pants necessarily. You know, I'm not wearing these pants because I'm confident. I'm not wearing the pants because I'm confident. I'm wearing these pants because A, I love them, and B, functionally, they work for me. They're super comfortable. Pull them on, pull them off, slip them on, slip them off. You know, there's no zipper on them. They are like, no matter what mood you're in, these pants will make you feel better because the reality is they're comfortable and they look cool. So as I'm walking around, I'm thinking about how it does take a certain amount of confidence to walk in your own, to really walk in your own expression, but to own it, my dear. To own what it is that you love and what you like and what works for you. So that's my question for you today. This is why we're talking about the pants. Do you have something that you are holding back and you are not wearing, you're not showing, you're not saying, you're not expressing because you're afraid? You know, the bigger question is, are you willing to own what you love and to be able to admit it and confidently say, you know, like, hey, this is me, and this is what I love. And even if it's odd looking to anyone else, like, you're not wearing it to look odd. You're wearing it because you love it. I mean, bottom line, I feel happy in these pants, period. And that's just the way it is. But where in your life are you not doing that, my dear? Where in your life are you not doing that? Today's the day you can begin to grab your exotic pants and your red shoes and rock them. I mean, I rock these pants. But yeah, does it take a certain amount of confidence? Yeah, because at a certain level, if I didn't have it and own it and love it, I mean, I wouldn't wear these if I didn't love them. I'll put it that way. You would not wear these pants if you didn't love them because, yeah, they are kind of a statement. But it was interesting because kind of the overwhelming theme that I got as I was walking around and I noticed it was happening and people were looking at us is I was thinking, you know, it's interesting how authenticity gets noticed. You know, authenticity gets attention. And in a world where we are bombarded by messages every single day, and everyone is vying for our attention or we're trying to vie for someone else's attention, I will tell you, rest in this. If you are committed to owning what you love and what you like and rocking what you've got, my dear, and doing that with all of you in the most authentic way, you will get the attention. Sometimes attention that you may not even be wanting. I didn't want attention while I was going around the lake. I just wanted to walk around the lake. But it was interesting because I thought, you know, this is an interesting phenomena that authenticity gets noticed. And then this is on top of the story. My daughter and I have been talking probably for the last 5 years, at least, I would say, well, maybe 4 years, about doing the Amazing Race together. Okay, this is like my dream. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm going to say it out loud. I'm going to send that whole message out into the universe, out into our future, that I have wanted to be on the Amazing Race with my daughter for, you know, 4 years. I got introduced to The Amazing Race. You know, I don't have a TV, so I binge watch The Amazing Race. Like, I think I've watched pretty much every single episode on Hulu. I've watched The Amazing Race. I love, love, love it. So I, you know, my daughter's like, Mom, yeah, I'll do it with you someday. You know, I'll do it with you someday. Well, then she wasn't old enough to do it because you have to be 21. Now she's 23. Last year, she's like, Mom, I just graduated, got a job. Like, I can't do that. And so now I'm like, honey, seriously, let's do this. Let's do this thing. And so today she comes over and she tells me, Mom, yeah. Because I said, what do you think? She's like, yep, I'll do it. And we're not sure when we would get accepted or if, but I'm believing we are going to, because I've been seeing this from the very beginning. I can see us doing The Amazing Race. But it was interesting because I got all excited about it again. And I was like, oh my goodness, this is going to be so great. So I went online. I started looking up again, you know, all the stuff about the auditions and the casting calls and blah, blah, blah. And then I came across a video where they were giving tips on how to get noticed. And I was like, oh, you know, I don't want to try to get noticed. It's going to be tough, you know, whatever. But I know that I desire to be on The Amazing Race with my daughter and travel around the world. So this is the adventure of a lifetime. We're going to do it. And what this woman said was this: be yourself. Just honestly, like, just be yourself. Of course, we know that, be yourself. But what does being yourself look like, my dear? What does you being you look like? So she said, the other thing is, she said, you know, when people come on, I can't even tell you what people, in quotes, should do to get noticed. She said, all I know is the ones that are worth, you know, the ones that we notice are the ones that are noticeable because they're so authentic and they're so them. So she said, the reality is if you're a big, you know, you have a big personality or, you know, you're this way or that way, you don't have to tell us you're that way. Just show up and be you. And in 3 minutes, we can tell. And I thought, isn't that so cool? That in 1 to 3 minutes, someone can tell a lot about you if you're being truly authentic. And they can also tell when you're not. There's just something about it. You know, there's just a certain sense. There's a certain energy to truth. So, my dear, if you're going through life and you are not liking and loving and expressing what you like and love and you're not owning it and you're not allowing yourself to be authentic, you're missing out because opportunities may be passing you by because you are not fully showing up. So please grab your Sacred Soul Date Journal, your daily action to engage with yourself, and your soul step, your sacred soul step for today is to identify where you're hiding and you're not rocking those exotic pants or those red shoes or whatever that may be for you. Where are you not celebrating and rocking what you've got? Where are you not rocking your true self? Write it down, circle it, and commit to doing that starting today, my dear. Starting today, own it from the inside out and watch what happens in your life. I will so look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. I can't wait. And if you haven't yet come over to womensippingonlife.com, please do so. You can come over there. You can request a free copy of my book, Date Yourself Well, the best-selling 12 Engagements of Becoming the Great Lover of Your Life. Come on over and do that. All you'll pay for is shipping. And also, you know what? We have a lot of free resources over there that I would love to make sure that you get and to equip you each and every day to not only sip on your life, but to completely love it, to love you, your life, and your life's work well. So I will look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. This is Dr. Shannon, inspiring minds that want to know and hearts that want to grow. So you can do what? You can love you, your life, and your life's work well. One sip at a time.
Thanks for listening to Women Sipping on Life with Dr. Shannon. Please tune in again tomorrow for another sip of life and invite your best girlfriends to join in. We'd love it if you give us a rating and review in iTunes and subscribe. For more inspiration and life-giving content for souls like you, go to womensippingonlife.com today.